Hi, this is Christos, and the following is a testimony for a student of Perfection Healing, which is a lab class for A Course in Miracles. She is a student of the Holy Spirit, and because the process of Perfection Healing teaches you to communicate to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide you as the Course describes, in removing the blocks to your awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. So in a nutshell, the following story is a result of Deb working with her Holy Spirit, her Holy Spirit guiding her to release the blocks to the awareness of love's presence in her eyes. Okay, so you'll hear this is an eye correction problem that saved her from having to get eye surgery, and she walks through exactly what happened and how the whole thing unfolded. So it's a beautiful story, and we're very grateful for Deb allowing us to share this, and here it is. First, I'd like to welcome a special guest this evening that's joined us, and she's going to share a beautiful unfoldment in her life. Deborah, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Forgive me for being late, but I just got back from a meeting, so I've just arrived home. Where do you want me to start, Christopher?
Well, I just want you to share the testimony of what's unfolded, I guess, in the last 5 or 6 days or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wherever
yeah.
you move to share.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me just kind of center myself so that I get. So I think I should back it up to about when I went in for my eye exam. My annual eye exam, we discovered that that the seeing double that I was experiencing, which was a new thing, I thought it was just had something to do with the prism that's in my eyeglass lens not being strong enough. But what we discovered is that there was an additional prism needed, because not only was my left eye at a different horizontal plane than the right one, which was what the original prism was for, but it was starting to move away from center, which is eventually, if it wasn't corrected, would become a wall eye, or sometimes they call it a lazy eye. And so the doctor prescribed a second prism, which was really hard on my eyes. But she also sent me to a specialist, and I went over to UCLA, the Stein Eye Institute at UCLA. It's where I was referred, and the doctor there looked at my eyes, took all of the measurements, went through a battery of tests. You know, we made sure that there was no nerve damage or tumor or anything else pressing on the eye, optic nerve. And he said, well, what you're going to need surgery. It's called strabismus surgery. It's when a muscle in the eye starts sometimes the muscles are pulling differently, like one's pulling tighter on one side or one has relaxed a little on the other. But in my case, it was tightening. So it was sort of like a hamstring, you know, that gets tight. But it was in my eye, so it was pulling my eye off center.
And this goes how long, Deb?
Beg pardon?
When was this appointment? It was 2 weeks, 2 months?
The original appointment was probably the beginning of summer.
Okay.
I would say maybe June, May, June. And I wanted to wait until August because I knew I would be traveling some in the early part of summer. And I asked, so we set the date for August. It was the surgery was supposed to be tomorrow. And so that just kind of sets up the eye history. And then on a personal level, I've been going through a lot of challenges, and I have been, there's, not to be dramatic, but everything in my life is shifting, everything. Where I'm going to live, what I'm going to do, I'm selling my house, I'm moving out of state, I'm just, everything is shifting, and how I've defined myself before is on what I do, not necessarily who I am, although I'm better at that. I still haven't, I'm not there completely, and so I've kind of felt like I've kind of lost my identity. And I've been through a lot of financial worries also in the last couple of years, and selling my house is the only option that I have right now, and was feeling rather depressed about the whole prospect of everything, to the point where I was not meditating, and I wasn't doing the perfection healing, and I just kind of crawled up in a cave and did what I had to do and not much else, frankly. And but about 2 weeks ago, I reached out to Christopher, and I just said, I need help. I said, I can't do this by myself, and because I just can't. And so we started working. I told him a little history, and we started working on, oh, and in the meantime, while I was home, I fell and I tore my meniscus. So it's like, I can't see, and I'm a gimp. And so it's like, and I'm trying to sell my house, and I'm trying to get everything ready for the sale and packing, and I can't walk very well without pain. And so it's just been, I've been feeling like, why? Yeah, you want me to move, but I can't walk? What's that? And so we just started doing sessions almost every day. And sometimes they were only 45 minutes long. Sometimes it ended up being 2.5 hours. And we worked on my eyes and we worked on my legs. And also because I have a propensity to fall. I've fallen down about 5 flights of stairs in my life, and I'm still breathing. But we are working on the eye in particular because the surgery was coming up. And I was open to, well, mostly open.
Willing.
To the high to the eye healing.
Right.
Some days more open than others. But I noticed one of the things I had to do, the doctor said it was mandatory, that I go get a pair of glasses that were prism-less, no prisms in them, because the eye surgery had to be done while I was awake, and then they would cut the muscle, and if it wasn't, then I had to put the glasses on. If I was still seeing double, they'd cut a little more, so I had to be awake for the process. And so I had a pair of glasses that had no prisms in them, and I put them on, and I wasn't seeing double. And when I took them off, I wasn't seeing double. And I thought, and this is after maybe, what, Christopher, maybe about 5 days? About 5 days of work on the eyes.
And we talked with her eyes. They guided us as to what she needed to let go of, et cetera.
Right.
Et cetera. You know, so we
and,
just,
yeah.
No idea what we're doing, except for willingly knowing what the truth is. So go ahead and continue, Deb.
Yeah, and so that kind of flash forward to if there's anything I'm missing that you think is relevant, Christopher, please just add it. And so this morning, as I'm sitting there waiting to go in, I'm just sitting in prayer, and I just said, you know, God, if you want my eye to be healed, then heal it.
Oh, wait a minute, Deb. You need to tell him about what Sunday, I think it was, that you picked up both glasses and you couldn't tell which was which.
Yes. I couldn't tell which was which, so I went to the optometrist because I couldn't tell which had the prism and which didn't.
Which your double vision stopped, basically, right?
Yes, my double vision had stopped.
Right.
So so I did that on Saturday, and so she told me which one had the prism in it so that I, because I couldn't tell the difference. So, and you have to understand that, I mean, I couldn't watch my TV without my glasses because all the images were double. I couldn't, that close up, no, not a problem, but distances, I saw a double in distances. So, anyway, so then this morning, I just said, you know, if having the surgery is something you want this soul to walk through, then fine, I'll show up for surgery. If healing is what you want this eye to have, and then I will gladly and gratefully accept the healing. And I told the nurse before, because she ran a few tests before, and I said, you know, my eye has changed. There's something different. And I said, I'm not, and she didn't say anything to me. And she said, well, make sure you tell the doctor. And so I did. They ran a couple of tests, and I told, there were two nurses that I saw prior to seeing the doctor.
And this was all pre-op, right, Deb? Pre-op?
This was all pre-op stuff, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so then the doctor came in, and he said, I said, my eyes have changed since the last time I saw you. And he said, well, he says, I have to tell you, the test, which is the test for, he says, it's greatly improved. He goes, I've already seen the results of that test, and you're absolutely right. There is a great improvement. And that was in the horizontal prism, a horizontal eye. The horizontal plane, I guess, is the best word. And then he started doing his little eye tests and looked at them up close and did all of the things that he did. Then he had me read from afar, and he had me read from up close, and he looked at me and he said, well, I can't do better than that. He said, I can't do better than that. He said, you don't need surgery.
Yeah.
So he wrote... I know. So he wrote on my form, spontaneous
remission.
And he didn't write healing. He said spontaneous correction.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Well, then I asked him. I said, doctor, I'd like to know. I said, does this happen often? And he says, no, it happens very, very rarely, but it has happened to you.
Mm.
Yes. And then when I went out to do the to leave and do the exit paperwork, a couple of the nurses were talking, and I could tell that they were talking about me. And one of them was my exit person, and she looked at me and she said, you don't need surgery. And I said, no, I don't need surgery. She says, your eyes have corrected themselves. And I said, yes. And she said, you know, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. And I said, yes, I know it's a miracle.
Yes.
So that's my story.
Yes, thank you, God.
Beautiful.
Thank you, God. I'm so
fan-freaking-tastic.
I know.
You rock, you guys. You rock. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So what this means, God knows that I needed this, and I needed to have a little light at the end of the tunnel. Literally and spiritually and figuratively and metaphorically and really, and I was given this gift today.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Through your will.
That's huge, Deb. That's huge on a lot of levels. In a, just a way to look at a lot of things. It's like, you know, figuratively and literally, you know?
Yes.
Wow.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
We appreciate you taking the time to share with us. We know Deborah's very busy, you know, working on getting her house ready and stuff. So if you can't continue with us, that's fine, Deb. We appreciate your
time. You know what? I can continue for a few minutes, but I've got workers downstairs, and I'll need to leave in maybe about 10 minutes.
Okay. Is any questions for Deborah or comments? Jackie? Brenda?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, having this realization of vision and all this. I mean, how did that affect your outlook overall? I mean, is there major optimism on the horizon? I mean, did you ever have a big shift from this?
Oh yeah, I think I just said that. I said God knew that I needed to have a light at the end of this tunnel, and I received that gift today, and I'm re-energized. I feel reborn. I feel a new dedication to this work. I feel like, you know, that every step that I've been taking away from the life I used to live is a step in the right direction. And I listen. You know, there, I have felt that way off and on through this process, but I'm going through a major upheaval in my life. I mean, I'm changing everything.
Yeah.
Everything is changing. Everything. Change is scary, you know, and especially when you're moving away from everything that you know, and
from the
really
familiar.
Moving into the unknown, leaving the familiar, everything. I'm leaving everything that's familiar. So, yes, that I was given this gift has opened my heart, and I pray to God that it allows that this work and my fellowship with all the people that I'm supposed to be working with, that it just feeds us. It just feeds all of us.
Amen.
Yes, really beautiful.
Thank you.
That is super fantastic, and there's more, you know. Deb, we got more work to do, right?
Yeah,
but
we know that
God's there, and it's just a matter of letting go of the rest of the blocks to take care of your legs and find out the mystery behind you. You're tripping yourself up downstairs, literally.
Right, right.
It's a miracle she's as well off as she is. Because literally, when she says six flights of stairs, right, it's not like tripped on a step. You fell down the stairs.
I have fallen down full flights of stairs. I have broken 5 ribs and survived. I have not just kind of like stumbled.
Yeah.
Two of the staircases I went down head first.
Oh God. Yep. And so we're in process of finding out the more to her.
Well, that's a great testimony though for the website, you guys. Just, you know,
yes.
In terms of the work, you know.
Yes. I asked the doctor to give me a copy of the nurse to give me a copy of the final report, so I have that as well.
Yeah. Nice. Love it.
When Western
idea meets, you know, perfection healing, it's a beautiful thing, you know.